Amazing grace.
A hymn of praise and sadness one year ago in Charleston, South Carolina, a memorial service with President Obama presiding, and today in Dallas, words of healing and reconciliation with President Obama presiding once again.
For the moment you put on that uniform, you have answered a call that at any moment, even in the briefest interaction, may put your life in harm's way.
This memorial service for the slain officers killed this past weekend had a very different audience than was in Charleston. For one thing, former President George W. Bush was in attendance. The mission was to humbly remember officers Thompson, Ahrens, Zamarripa, Smith, and Kroll, and link that loss with the deaths of Philando Castile and Alton Sterling in St. Paul and Baton Rouge. This is the 11th time President Obama has traveled to a community in the wake of a mass shooting, in this case to build a bridge linking the hurting among African Americans, police, and anxious citizens who believe their nation is fracturing into a climate of mutual suspicion. Here now, some of what President Obama said to the nation in Dallas today.
They weren't looking for their names to be up in lights. They'd tell you the pay was decent, but wouldn't make you rich. They could have told you about the stress and long shifts. And they'd probably agree with Chief Brown when he said that cops don't expect to hear the words thank you very often, especially from those who need them the most. No, the reward comes in knowing that our entire way of life in America depends on the rule of law. That the maintenance of that law is a hard and daily labor. That in this country we don't have soldiers in the streets or militias setting the rules. Instead, we have public servants, police officers, like the men who were taken away from us. And that's what these five were doing last Thursday. When they were assigned to protect and keep orderly a peaceful protest in response to the killing of Alton Sterling of Baton Rouge and Philando Castile of Minnesota, they were upholding the constitutional rights of this country. For a while, the protest went on without incident. And despite the fact that police conduct was the subject of the protest, despite the fact that there must have been signs or slogans or chants with which they profoundly disagreed, these men and this department did their jobs like the professionals that they were. In fact, the police had been part of the protest planning. Dallas PD even posted photos on their Twitter feeds of their own officers standing among the protesters. Two officers, black and white, smiled next to a man with a sign that read, "No justice, no peace." And then around 9 o'clock, the gunfire came. Another community torn apart. More hearts broken. More questions about what caused and what might prevent another such tragedy.
An interfaith memorial service today in Dallas to remember the slain officers killed over the weekend in Dallas and all the people who have been victims of police and racial violence in the United States.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.